You're back listening to Green Left Radio on 3CR, and now we are joined by Josh Cullinan from the Retail and Fast Food Workers Union, RAFU, the Federal Secretary, to talk about the recent calls and Woolworths workers' strikes. Welcome to the show, Josh.
Thanks for having me.
So, Josh, the Retail and Fast Food Workers Union, RAFU, took historical industrial action recently after negotiations with Coles and Woolworths fell through over the pay and conditions. Would you be able to tell us a bit about the national workers' strike that happened over the weekend?
Yeah, sure. So we've been trying to negotiate with Coles and Woolworths since December last year. And before that, there was a 3-year campaign to try and get Coles to the bargaining table. We haven't had any offers or any proposals at all from Coles or Woolworths on any issues. So members decided in July they would get a protected action ballot done. Those outcomes were fantastic for workers, massive turnouts, massive votes in favour of authorising action. And then members decided in the last couple of weeks that the only way they were going to get these employers to listen was to implement bans and to start taking strike action. So on Saturday morning, there was the first national strikes at Woolworths or Coles ever. And they were national strikes of those RAFU represents in bargaining. On Saturday morning, about 1,000 workers took action. And had the stoppage, and we then had another strike on Tuesday night for nightfill and eveningfill workers, and so they were the first national stoppages or strikes at Woolworths or Coles in Australian history.
Oh yeah, so thanks for that, Josh. It's Jacob here. I wanted to kind of find out a bit more about. Can you tell us about in terms of this kind of strike kind of action? What is kind of RAFU kind of demanding, and I guess a bit more on the kind of strike. How has the kind of strike been played a role in kind of helping kind of build support for the union?
Yeah, sure. So we've got a range of claims at each of the companies that were determined by members and unanimously endorsed in March. The three sort of headlines that come from those claims, along with a whole range of other claims, are that workers want living wages, they want safer workplaces, and they want secure jobs. So what that means is we want a $29 per hour base rate. We're not asking for the world. We're just asking for a living wage. At the moment, workers are paid, if they're over 21 and don't have a disability, they're paid around $25 per hour at Coles and Woolworths as their base rate. But it goes as low as $12 for young workers and even lower for disabled workers. So we want that to end. In terms of safer workplaces, the Coles had deleted all of the rights around safety from the agreement 5 years ago. We want them restored at plus some. Both of the sites don't treat workplace violence, so assaults, abuse, threat, intimidation, with any seriousness. And we want them to be treated as the crimes they are and have those areas shut down. Workers' safety prioritised, evidence gathered, cops called, all the rest, so that our members are able to work in a safer environment. And secure jobs, we want casual workers to have ongoing work. These companies can afford it. They can certainly do it. They need these workers. So we want them to have ongoing work, and we want part-time workers to have more hours. Now, they're the sort of core claims that workers are striking for, as well as a range of others. We recognise that, you know, we're 6 years old, and we are growing as a union. 1,000 workers out of probably over 200,000 workers across Coles and Woolworths is not, it's certainly not a super majority, and it's nothing like a majority. We get that. In some stores, we have a majority of workers. So we saw fantastic strike action on Thursday and Saturday at Broken Hill, where workers took strike action and most of the store walked out. And so we see this as both an opportunity for workers to finally have the expression, their human right, their right to strike, to express that to their employers, but to also show to their co-workers that they're standing up, that they're not complaining, they're doing something about it. And we see this as generational change. We see this as setting the scene for the future, both this year and in the years to come, of what workers that are oppressed and exploited and paid poverty wages can actually do about their situation. The community support has been fantastic. You know, the media got behind what these workers are trying to achieve, and so they should. These are the essential worker heroes of the pandemic, and the community certainly got behind them as well. And we've raised about $20,000 in our strike fund to help support these workers, and we've been doing that all this week because none of these workers obviously get paid for the strikes, but Coles also refused to accept the work and refused to pay anyone who put in place any bans, because that's what industrial bastardry is for Coles supermarkets, and they put their customers last in their desperate desire to attack workers. So that strike fund and that community support has been fantastic, and the community turned up. You know, workers, supporters, retirees, the broad community turned up and supported our members on strike right across the country.
Well, Josh, it sounds like RAFU is doing really fantastic work and, you know, really empowering workers to fight for their rights. I'm sure it was a very exciting and liberating experience, especially for young workers who have never taken industrial action to be able to have the confidence to walk out. And I hope you've grown your membership as well out of this and brought more people into the union movement. But you did touch on before the aggressive measures that Coles have been taking against RAFU members. Would you be able to just give us a little bit more detail on, you know, what happened, what they were threatening workers with? There was a bit of intimidation that we heard about.
Yeah, sure. And just in terms of the first point, absolutely. There's been a heap of workers join and get involved. But for the first time ever, what we heard over the weekend in every corner of Australia was our members, you know, young workers, older workers, women workers, queer workers, talking to the community. They were on camera. They were telling their story. It wasn't scripted. It wasn't controlled. And that is just fantastic for us. You know, to have dozens and dozens of members front up, you know, be able to deal with a camera being thrust in their face and a microphone. Look, it's just exactly what we want. We want the voice of our members to be core and central. What Coles did was we implemented bans on Friday, and those bans were things like wearing the RAFU T-shirt or talking to customers about industrial action or not cleaning toilets or not taking the dirty nappies out of follies. It was these types of things, very entry-level. You know, we wanted to give members a positive experience of what industrial action can be, and that, you know, it's first, not baby steps, but first steps into what this looks like ahead of the strike action and further action in the future. And what Coles' response was, it was unilateral. It was these rotten laws in Australia allow them to do it, but they wrote to every single one of these workers, over 500 workers, and said, if you do a single ban, you will not be paid at all and we will not accept your work at all. So these are young workers, they're older workers, they're workers trying to feed their kids and put a roof over their head. They're workers that are paid poverty wages, cannot even afford the groceries that they sell. And what Coles said, we're not going to pay you a cent. Goodbye until you relent, until you give up your industrial action. And so it was industrial thuggery. We you know, were surprised by it, but not, you know, we were disappointed, but not surprised probably is a better way of putting it. Certainly not shocked. This is a company that has ruthlessly stolen billions of dollars from workers over the last 20 years through their shoddy, outrageous deals that cost workers billions. We're just now having to plan what our next steps are because this attack on workers and their livelihoods cannot be allowed to stand. Fortunately, the community support and the RAFU Strike Fund has seen every single one of those workers supported, and we had their back, even though they weren't paid at all for their Friday and Saturday shifts. And now we plan for the future.
And what can you tell us about kind of like some of the kind of next steps, like in terms of like how people can kind of support can support RAFU, and also what are the kind of next steps and how people can support RAFU workers?
Oh yeah, fantastic. So the next step is next week our delegates and workplace leaders meet. You know, a growing group right across the country. So we're going to have those meetings, and we'll then have member meetings that we'll vote on and decide and discuss what their next industrial action is going to be. In a practical sense, you know, we're not one of the mega unions. We're 6 years old. We've started a strike fund. A part of our membership fees for every single member goes into our strike fund, so we're planning for the future. But we don't have, you know, a $10 million or a $30 million strike fund, so we can't do a two-week stoppage at Christmas just yet. We will be discussing with members what their action looks like and We expect members are going to want to have, especially at Coles, are going to want to have direct, uncompromising industrial action come towards Christmas. Workers never get to have a Christmas break. They're always required to work right through that period. Doesn't matter if they've got kids graduating. Doesn't matter if they're getting married. Doesn't matter if they've got something going on in their life. Coles and Woolies require these workers to work right through that period. So we expect members will be quite excited about the opportunity to have maybe a 1-2 day stoppage or strike during that period. We need to figure out what it is that workers want to do, how they want to impact on these bosses. There's also going to be lots of other opportunities. It's not lost on us that the Coles AGM is coming up in 2 or 3 weeks. And there's a range of other campaigns that we're about to launch that will hopefully impact on Coles and Woolies and help them reconsider the approach that they've been taking. And our website has a very basic structure for those that want to support. It's just at rafu.org.au/superstrike. There's the email addresses for the CEOs of Coles and Woolies. There's our signing up for our newsletter updates. There's the link to the Chuffed Strike Fund. There's a few things there that workers can do, but it's certainly listening out for any future strike actions, and coming along and supporting workers as they strike is a fantastic thing that listeners can do.
Yeah, thanks so much, Josh. We're just about to wrap up the interview. Was there anything else you wanted to add before we let you go?
Oh, look, the only other thing is that we've got a fantastic video about the Better Res and Dead Struggle up on YouTube now. It's a 45-minute feature film about what they did in 2021 and 22. And part of that is just how important solidarity is. It really talks to the way that that helped these workers that had never faced industrial action before in the sector were able to stand united. And that is so relevant today in Coles and Woolies. So anyone who's got a spare 45 minutes, go and have a watch of it. It's on the RAFWA YouTube channel. You'll find links to various places. And I think that would really, really help listeners understand what it is we're doing and why it's so important.
Oh, thanks so much for that tip, Josh. That was the Better Read Than Dead about the bookstore in Newtown, correct?
Exactly. Yeah. That's it, yep.
Encourage listeners to watch that. And solidarity with you, Josh, and all the workers that had the courage to take industrial action and fight against their exploitation. We hope you win all your demands, and we also join in condemning the aggressive anti-union tactics of Coles to, you know, basically starve out striking workers. And we also encourage people to, you can still donate to the union's fighting fund at chuffed.org/project/superstrike. Thanks once again, Josh, for your time this morning.